saying it makes no sense to charge those people who are helping to eliminate the need for Rocky Mountain Power's dirty coal-based electricity. Heal Utah Policy Director Matt Pacenza will be in Park City Tuesday, July 15th at 6 o'clock at the Kimball Junction Library to explain what people can do to stop the $4.25 fee from going into effect. According to Pacenza, Rocky Mountain bills the cost for running the grid into its per kilowatt-hour charge for electricity.
What that means is that, you know, every kilowatt hour you buy, a little piece of that money goes toward the cost of those fixed costs. And so the argument would be if you use less energy, if you don't use, quote, enough energy, then you're not paying your fair share. And what we find makes little sense about that argument is essentially they're singling out folks who have invested, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in rooftop solar and pronouncing that, you know, these folks are the ones not paying their fair share. But the truth is, by that same rationale, everyone who lives in a small house isn't paying their fair share. Everyone who lives in a little apartment is not paying their fair share. Everyone who has invested in energy efficiency in their home isn't paying their fair share. It's the sort of argument that, you know, they seem to be singling out one particular group that has, you know, put so much of their money out there for such a good thing and sort of demanding that they have to be the ones who, you know, sort of pony up.
Rocky Mountain Power, he says, makes no effort to estimate the benefits of having rooftop solar.
We think there are significant benefits, and those range from the fact that, you know, all of that solar added together helps the company not have to invest in new generation, in new, you know, natural gas power or whatever it might be, and that saves the company money. And it also happens to generate power at a time when power is at its most costly, the sort of summer afternoon when demand's the highest and everyone's running their air conditioners and all of that. So we think that rooftop solar as a category is actually offers pretty significant benefits to the company. And in the math that they have shown to the state to make a case for this, they've made zero effort to in any way factor that in.
He believes there's a fundamental hypocrisy going on at the corporate level, as if the utility company is trying to keep consumers tied to the grid, forcing them to use a product without any choice.
You have a utility that rightfully and for good reason is very aggressive about encouraging us all to use less power, to, you know, watt smart, they call it. We should all, you know, put new windows in and more insulation and updated boilers and all that stuff. And I think that's great. And I support those programs and I participate in them as a family. But if you are trying to tell us that not using enough electricity is a problem, in the case of rooftop solar, then that doesn't make much sense.
He thinks the company needs to align its policies.
And they should be aligned to encourage folks to use less electricity, whether that's by efficiency or by rooftop solar. That's the way we need to go. We need to use less power. We need to make our own power. We need to be less reliant upon fossil fuels. And we need a host of policies that are aligned to encourage that, not discourage it.
There are only about 2,500 families in Utah with rooftop solar systems, and this fee, he says, isn't going to cripple them. But what he is afraid of is the impact that the fee could have on those who are thinking about putting panels on their roof.
When we look at Arizona, where something like this happened a year ago, in the first quarter following the beginning of the fee, the number of orders for new solar panels dropped by half. So in Arizona, it discouraged people from getting rooftop solar. It discouraged people from getting off the grid powered by, you know, coal and natural gas, and, you know, which is polluting our skies and warming our planet.
That's Heal Utah Policy Director Matt Pacenza. Again, the information meeting will be held Tuesday, 6 p.m. at the Kimball Junction Library. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.